The FAA orders inspections on wing slats of some U.S. 737s. Hawker Beechcraft gets the 900 XP certificated. And LAX has another north side runway incursion. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, August 29th, 2007. The Federal Aviation Administration issued an airworthiness directive on Monday, ordering eight U.S. carriers to inspect their newer Boeing 737s for loose or missing wing parts. The order comes in response to a fire on a China Airlines jet last week. A loose wing slat bolt is the likely culprit behind the punctured fuel tank on a China Airlines 737 that occurred while it was taxiing to its gate at Okinawa's Naha Airport. As ANN reported, the resultant fire and explosion destroyed the aircraft, but all 165 people on board escaped. FAA spokesman Les Doerr says the carriers now have 24 days to check for any loose or missing parts. He added the FAA has received at least two reports of fuel leaks caused when slat parts came loose. 783 planes are affected by the AD. The affected airlines are Southwest, American, Delta, Continental, AirTran, Alaska, ATA, and Aloha Airlines. Boeing spokesperson Vicky Ray said the company received four reports in 2005 of a nut from the assembly coming loose and sent a service letter to operators. That confirms an earlier report by Japan's Kyoto News Service. Hawker Beechcraft tells ANN the plane maker earned type certification of the newest aircraft in the Hawker family, the 900 XP, on Friday. The aircraft is the latest evolution of the midsize Hawker 800 series. CEO Jim Schuster expects great things from the 900 XP. Quote, significant improvements in fuel efficiency, range, hot and high altitude takeoff performance, and reduced costs of operations will ensure that it remains the world's best-selling midsize jet, unquote. The basis for the performance improvements is Honeywell's new TFE-731-50R engine. At 5,000 feet airport elevation and 20 degrees Celsius or 68 Fahrenheit, the engine produces 3,970 pounds of thrust. That's a 4.5% improvement over the 850 XP. Intervals between major and compressor zone inspections will increase from 2,100 and 2,400 hours to 3,000 and 6,000 hours, respectively, lowering engine operations costs. Long-range cruise improves to almost 2,800 nautical miles IFR with six passengers. The 900 XP has the same cabin size as the Hawker 800 series, which is the largest in its class. Deliveries will begin in September at $14.3 million with typical equipment. Foreign certifications are already being sought. It's been only 2 weeks since the last runway incursion on the north end of Los Angeles International Airport, and already the FAA is investigating another one. The latest incident Saturday evening involved two Boeing 737s. The LA Times reports a Continental flight had just arrived from Newark when it crossed the Holt short lines, breaching the runway where an American Airlines flight was taking off for Miami. FAA spokesperson Laura Brown said the aircraft were at least 1,000 feet apart, and a preliminary investigation found they may never have been closer than 3,000 feet. It's not yet been determined if this most recent incident rose to the official status of a runway incursion. Even though the incident was characterized as lower severity, it still managed to activate alarms in the tower. FAA says LAX has the fifth highest rate of incursions among the nation's 35 busiest commercial airports. Just Friday, FAA Administrator Marion Blakey told LA city leaders, quote, Los Angeles needs to get going. Fix the North Airfield now, unquote. LAX officials declined to comment to the LA Times. Families of survivors of last August's Comair 5191 crash at Lexington Bluegrass Regional Airport in Kentucky have sued the only survivor, co-pilot James Polhinke of Florida, for his role in the attempted takeoff from the wrong runway. Now, he's filed a lawsuit against the company responsible for designing the runway and taxiway lights. The South Florida Sun-Sentinel reports the suit was filed in Kentucky's Fayette County Circuit Court. It reportedly accuses Avcon Incorporated of Orlando of failing to use appropriate care in designing the lighting systems at the airport. At first glance, the case may be tough to make. The pilots attempted takeoff from the wrong runway, which was too short for their plane. The FAA has said that the main runway's lights were working on the morning of the crash. Polhinke, who lost a leg and suffered severe head injuries, had previously said he remembered nothing about the accident. Last month, the National Transportation Safety Board found the pilots ignored several clues they were on the wrong runway, including a brightly lit sign. The plane's cockpit voice recorder reportedly caught the two pilots chatting about dogs and job prospects during the critical moments before takeoff. Up next on ANN, two are lost in a VK-30 accident in New Mexico. The Atom Air black boxes are finally found. And the head of the NTSB says international cooperation is working. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com. Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. For instance, the noise-canceling microphone used in the Clarity Aloft headset is a high-fidelity, noise-canceling electret condenser microphone with performance optimized for speech frequencies in extremely high-noise environments. Stage performers and musicians use this same microphone because they must insist on the highest level of sound reproduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for August 29th, 2007. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. A man and his wife died Monday afternoon when their home-built Cirrus VK-30 went down near Interstate 25 in northeastern New Mexico. The Associated Press reports a motorist called authorities just after 5 p.m. local time to report smoke along the highway north of Las Vegas. The witness also reported seeing a plane flying at an unusual angle just before seeing the smoke. The wreckage was found about an hour later by volunteer firefighters dispatched from Watrous. State police identified the victims as pilot Glenn Elliott and his wife Lori McKnight. Both were 75 years old and residents of Albuquerque. The FAA and NTSB are expected to investigate. The VK-30 kit was the first plane sold by Cirrus Design after the company was founded in 1984. A private salvage company has succeeded where aviation authorities and even the U.S. military did not. On Monday, salvage crew members found the flight data recorder from an Atom Air flight, which disappeared off Sulawesi Island New Year's Day. On Tuesday, they found the cockpit voice recorder. Both black boxes from the missing 737 were on the ocean floor at a depth of more than 6,000 feet. Indonesian authorities say the recorders will be sent to the U.S. for analysis. 102 people were on board that plane when it went down. No bodies were ever recovered, but the salvage company says it believes it will find the wreckage in the Makassar Strait, 5,500 feet below the ocean surface. NTSB Chairman Mark Rossanker spoke before the annual seminar of the International Society of Air Safety Investigators in Singapore Tuesday morning. He told the group years of international cooperation in accident investigation are paying dividends, but that more needs to be done. Quote, national borders have become transparent in many ways, in the manufacture of the airframe and various components, in crew makeup and training of personnel, in maintenance facilities, and with air traffic service providers. However, we must be realistic. Aviation is a human endeavor. Unfortunately, air accidents and serious incidents will continue to occur, unquote. Rossanker urged participants to transfer vital information from accident sites anywhere in the world, with careful analysis along the way, to the offices and staff of the International Civil Aviation Organization in Montreal. If you've ever bid for an expensive item on eBay, you know how those last few minutes of the auction can be. Perhaps you can relate to the experience of Morten Wagner of Denmark. Quote, I was just sitting there holding my breath, watching the auction run out. When I saw I had won, I was delirious. I woke up the whole house and told everyone I just bought an aircraft on Eclipse's private marketplace, unquote. Over 200 people were registered on eBay to bid on the aircraft. The Eclipse 500 was serial number 38. There were a total of 15 bids among six bidders. Wagner got it for just over $1.8 million. The 35-year-old is an internet entrepreneur who founded Freeway. He says he'll fly his Eclipse 500 for business travel throughout Europe and to travel between his homes in London, Spain, and Denmark. Wagner said he started flying about a year and a half ago, has already accumulated 462 hours, and currently flies a Cirrus SR-22. But, quote, I've wanted an Eclipse 500 for a long time. To me, it's top of the line and the most beautiful aircraft around, unquote. Eclipse President Vern Rayburn was excited for Wagner and for the industry. Quote, "The fact that we can sell an early Eclipse 500 on an open market for more than $1.8 million demonstrates the enormous demand for very light jets, and particularly for the aircraft that started it all and still offers the market's best value proposition," unquote. Still ahead, Flight Design marks its 200th LSA sale in the U.S. The Kansas Aviation Museum may be haunted. And maybe the stranded passenger thing is turning around. You're listening to Aero News.
Higher, faster, farther, safer. Those are the watchwords of Columbia Aircraft Manufacturing's new generation of personal airplanes. The Columbia 350 and 400 are now available with either an Abadine or Garmin electronic cockpit. The new Garmin G1000 equipped Columbia 350 and 400 have just been introduced with the new ReadyPad. While the G1000 panel integrates all navigation and flight instruments into two high-resolution screens, incorporating GPS, nav, comm, autopilot, transponder, and flight director into one easy-to-use package. To schedule a demo flight in a Columbia 350 or the turbocharged 400, call 541-318-1144 or check them out on the web at flycolumbia.com.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, August 29th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Aero News has learned Flight Design USA distributor Airtime Aviation recently delivered the 200th CT light sport aircraft sold in the USA to a new dealer, Brian Longwill, of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Longwill will base his CT operation at a new LSA, tail dragger, and general sport flying airport he's opening in Estancia, about an hour's drive east of Albuquerque. Airtime Aviation, which is operated by Tom Gutman and his son Tom Jr., was the first to gain FAA approval for CT on April 15, 2005. CT now leads the U.S. LSA market with 21% of sales. Tom Pagini, president of National Importer Flight Design USA, has a unique perspective on the success. Quote, "We have registered more CTs than the number 3, 4, and 5 sellers of LSA combined," unquote. The 200th CT to be sold nationally is also the 50th CT to be delivered by Airtime. Longwill is a 20-year airline veteran and Boeing 767 captain, who also has some hours in the F-15 and F-16. He has worked with city officials in Estancia, named after the Spanish word for sojourn or temporary stay, to complete work on the new airport designated E-92. Honored as ANN's 2006 SLSA of the Year, the carbon fiber two-place CT features a 49-inch wide cabin and 671 pounds of useful load. Standard equipment includes a 100-horsepower Rotax 912S engine and BRS. There have been reports of ghostly activity over the years at the Kansas Aviation Museum, but at least the voices sound happy. Great Plains Paranormal Investigations recently spent a night in the museum, which was once Wichita Municipal Airport, before the military took it over back in the day. Lead investigator Sam Tyree and his team camped out with electronic detection gear after hearing legends of the man wearing a fedora who appears then vanishes, 40s-style music playing somewhere, and voices of a happy crowd in the distance when the museum is empty. Tyree says they had an exceptional experience, especially near the skeleton of a steerman that crashed in Alaska long ago. Quote, "We asked emotionally charged questions, and it responded to our questions for 10 minutes. We need to go back in and double-check, but we believe it's the pilot who died in the plane. He was a crop duster and did not want the plane scrapped. He wants it restored to flying condition. It's definitely unusual. You normally don't get that level of interaction," unquote. Some museum employees report hearing and seeing unusual things, but museum director Teresa Day considers the investigation a fun way to draw attention to the historic building. Quote, "At the same time, I don't want people thinking we are off track from our mission," unquote. While the Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights continues collecting stories of passenger mistreatment by airlines, New York Times reporter Joe Sharkey has run across a few, telling of surprising compassion for stranded passengers. In his Tuesday column, Sharkey noted three recent occasions when airlines or their employees sprung for pizza to surprise flyers who were facing delays. On August 17th, when Delta Flight 424 from Phoenix to Kennedy was diverted to Syracuse, passengers were not only allowed off the plane to wait at an airport gate, but ate complimentary pizza at tables set up in the terminal. Delta customer service rep Lynn Casey is credited with picking up the tab for the pizza for that flight and another one that same day. Sharkey also reports that on that same day at the Albany, New York airport, a Continental flight had been sitting for an hour and a half waiting to resume its flight to Newark when airport officials ordered pizza delivered to the passengers. Airport Public Affairs Director Doug Myers, who had himself been stranded recently on an airliner, told the Albany Times-Union he'd heard the horror stories of strandings lasting up to 10 hours or more. Quote, "We decided we can't let this kind of thing happen in Albany," unquote. Maybe the coalition folks are having more impact than they know. And finally, pilots use checklists. Mechanics do too. Now, airline CEOs have a convenient new checklist just in time for what's expected to be a really ugly weekend for airline delays. In a tongue-in-cheek public service gesture, the Alliance for Aviation Across America has prepared what it calls an Airline CEO Labor Day Delay Excuse Checklist to prepare passengers for what they're going to hear this holiday weekend. Quote, "As airline delays increase, you need to know who you can use as a scapegoat so you can avoid taking responsibility for your own overscheduling procedures. Blame the weather, i.e. too hot, cold, rainy, windy, sunny, etc. Blame a computer. After all, one laptop controls all flights at each airport. Blame private planes. Try this game. Have the passengers try to spot one private plane during their five-hour wait on the tarmac. Hint, since private planes rarely use your crowded hub airports, they'll be playing for hours and never see one. It's also a good way to keep them too busy to realize that you didn't provide them with food. Whatever you do, avoid the phrase hub and spoke system," unquote. There's much more, of course, and you can find the complete checklist in the print version of this story on our website at www.aero-news.net. Oh, and while the list is a joke, some of the excuses have actually already been used by airline execs in statements designed to lower passenger expectations for the coming weekend. And that's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Mike Whaley, one of a group of pilots fighting against NIMBYs to get an airport master plan approved in Brevard County, Florida. That vote by county commissioners happens at tonight's 5:30 p.m. meeting. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our AeroCasts. You'll find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.